Have you ever climbed to the top of your field only to feel emptier than when you started? The corner office achieved, the salary doubled, the title earned, yet something essential remains missing. This paradox haunts modern leadership. We're more connected than ever, but feel increasingly isolated, more productive, yet perpetually exhausted, more successful on paper, but spiritually bankrupt in practice. This isn't a personal failing. It's a systemic crisis. Burnout has reached epidemic levels, not because we lack ambition or discipline, but because we're operating from an outdated playbook. We've confused motion with progress, busyness with purpose, and achievement with fulfillment. What we need isn't another productivity hack or time management system. We need permission, four specific permissions that unlock sustainable excellence without sacrificing our humanity. Remember Little League's simple commands? Bring it in, take a knee. Those moments taught us about gathering, listening, and moving forward together. But somewhere between childhood and the C-suite, we forgot these lessons, believing leadership meant having all the answers and never showing weakness. Real transformation begins with four foundational permissions. Permission to chill, create space between stimulus and response, recognizing that between every urgent email and crisis lies a gap where your power to choose resides. Permission to feel all the feels embraces emotions as strategic data, where anxiety signals misalignment, frustration points toward necessary change, and joy confirms you're on the right path. Permission to glow in the dark means stepping into your full power despite fear's persistent whisper. Permission to glow in the light transcends competition for cooperation, shifting from "I got this" to "we got this." Each permission has a shadow side. The speedy rabbit rushes chronically. The game face masks authentic emotion. The phantom pest hides true power. The dark star undermines through fear-based leadership. These defaults might produce short-term results, but they starve us of meaning and leave relationships hollow. What genuinely excites you about your work? Not the rehearsed networking answer, but the real reason you show up each day. The most compelling leaders answer with excitement from deep within, expressing reverence for their mission. Here's what no one says: "I'm excited about all the peace my role creates." Yet when leaders fully embody their contribution, their role becomes vocation, a mystical realization they're doing exactly what they were born for. Finding vocation brings profound relief. That questioning inner voice quiets. We connect to the work itself rather than constantly evaluating our experience of it. When leading from vocation, we're at peace, even amid daunting workloads and challenges. We've tried countless quick fixes: drinks after work, mindless scrolling, emotional eating, constant motion to avoid stillness. Yet deep down, we sense it's possible to work hard for something we love while feeling heart satisfied. This direct experience of vocation, without mental chatter or justification, is the peace we're truly craving. Modern life bombards us with infinite choices and distractions. Peace pauses the chase. It creates space and long exhales. It frees us from constant striving and restores contentment as a worthy ideal. With peace, we accept the beauty of our singular path and stop placing self-worth on the other side of achievement. Modern life moves at VUCA speed: volatility, uncertainty, complexity, ambiguity. Claiming our power begins with slowing this train. The pause button serves as our gateway to conscious reprieve. Like the pause button on old mixtapes, it represents choice and control. Unlike stop, which ends everything, pause creates intentional breaks. Through today's endless information stream, it functions as both sword and shield, silencing chatter and redirecting us toward what serves us better. Between stimulus and response lies a space where our power to choose resides, but only if we remember we have a pause button. When triggered into busyness, we confuse self-worth with output. Overwhelm hangs in the background, anxiety takes the wheel, relationships suffer. Exhausted, but thinking we're winning, we fail to question if this is true. Seasoned leaders optimize toward light-touch, high-leverage activities. They stay above the weeds and don't postpone rejuvenation. They choose calm amid potential frenzy because they've given themselves permission to chill. Meditation strengthens discernment through three phases: getting attention through deep breathing, holding attention by noticing thoughts, and directing attention through gratitude. Regular practice clears static between us and our higher self, developing soul-aligned responses and creating spaciousness to hear what our feelings tell us. Our feelings are strength, not weakness. They're projections of root emotions guiding us toward what we want. The unicorn's horn, rising from our center at a 45-degree angle, symbolizes this emotional compass pointing toward unlimited expansion, onward, upward, outward. Yet we're wired to resist emotions, reinforced by cultural programming. Remember Elsa's parents' advice in Frozen? Conceal, don't feel. This broken norm separates us from connection. Spiritual bypassing, living only in high vibes, leaves us accessing only half our emotional range. How we feel about what happened separates a good day from a bad day. The same quiet day could feel like peaceful solitude or evidence we're underemployed. Feelings are mental interpretations of emotions arising in the body. Boredom sits at the emotional spectrum's midpoint, completely neutral. Getting unstuck might be as simple as asking what blocks your contentment. Stay in the discomfort momentarily to discover its message. We can design outcomes by feeling. Before new endeavors, tune into what successful completion will feel like. By visualizing celebration, we create familiarity with the unprecedented, tapping reserves of past victories. Self-actualization is the work of the soul, not the ego. The lightning bolt symbolizes our full expression of power, sharply contrasted by our darkness, and all the brighter because of it. Permission to glow in the dark means being fully expressed despite ever-present fear. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that." Fear isn't something to eliminate, but to transform into fuel. Sometimes circumstances force us to perform despite feeling unprepared, like the teenage singer who woke unable to speak before competing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. With no option to reschedule, she surrendered and won. But individual lightning isn't enough. Permission to glow in the light represents the power of the collective, the accumulated light of leaders who have done the work. Symbolized by lighthouses, it emphasizes cooperation as our highest aspect. A beacon attracts other beacons, drawing those who have grown beyond competition toward cooperation. Awakening to our vocation has never been about just us. Meaning is realized in serving the universal good. Integration becomes key, assembling our individual lights into a unified grid where we can simultaneously give and receive in infinite capacity. Lasting change requires consistent showing up, approached as a game with self-compassion at its core. Everyone moves through four stages: complete unawareness, painfully aware of lacking skill, capable with effort, and finally, mastery without conscious thought. The second stage is where most quit. Embrace this uncomfortable phase with the determined joy of a toddler learning to walk. Seven compassionate laws guide personal change. Activate commitment at a soul level. Declare and fulfill clear intentions. Start small. Break goals into smallest components. Choose consistency over duration. Small daily actions compound. Celebrate tiny wins. When you fail, just get back up. Missing a day isn't failure. Not showing up again is. Deepen and expand. Commit to going deeper indefinitely. The switch is already there. Your hand is already on it. You don't need another certification, promotion, or decade of preparation. You need permission. Permission only you can grant yourself. The world doesn't need more leaders who've mastered looking successful while feeling empty. It needs you, fully expressed, emotionally connected, courageously visible, and collaboratively engaged. The glow isn't something you achieve, it's something you allow. Now is the time to throw the switch.